for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. Mark Cavalli joins us now. It's a Monday. He joins us for a full hour, 9 o'clock until 10 every Monday. And Mark Cavalli brought to you by Bet365. Before we get into what James Harrison had to say about Mike Tomlin, a little breaking Pirates news. Johan Oviedo has been assigned to the Florida Coast League Pirates for a rehab assignment today. Johan Oviedo hasn't pitched for the Pirates since 2023, had Tommy John surgery, had a 4.31 ERA that year in 177 innings. So we've talked about the Pirates' pitching depth for a while now, ad nauseum really, and that they could trade from a position of strength to get some bats, and we don't ever really talk about Oviedo anymore. But hopefully he'll get up here sooner rather than later. I don't know that it'll be this year. He's in the Florida Coast League, but that's great news. And the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Mark, did you hear what James Harrison had to say about Mike Tomlin?
No, I did hear him talk about riding a motorcycle at 190 miles per hour, thinking that he was... Did you see that part?
I did.
He says, yeah, you know, I was thinking, I'm driving down the road going about 183 in the morning. I'm thinking, okay, what would happen if a deer would run out in front of me? I'd just speed up and run right through it.
I don't think that's how that would go.
No, I don't think so either.
No, I think you'd go flying like 800 feet.
Yes, that's the part I saw. I didn't see anything what he said about Tomlin.
See, it's one thing, real quick, to go super fast in a car, and I think it's reckless, and Shador Sanders has gotten into trouble for doing that twice already since being in Cleveland.
Twice
now.
Oh, I didn't know there was a second time.
Twice. I told you, Steelers should have drafted that guy, Doran. I was all over it. If you're going 190 in a motorcycle, forget deer, James. If there's a pebble in the road,
yep.
That skeezes me out.
You know, coming home from the pump show last night, somebody got me. I was on 51, and they just showed out of nowhere and just went. I mean, I'm going to use my hands here.
Watch on YouTube.
It was like zoom, 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 zoom.
Live stream.
I swear to goodness, another eighth of an inch, and I would have clipped him. Because he just came out of nowhere. Bam, bam, bam. I mean,
In a car or motorcycle?
He was in a motorcycle.
Oh,
he was just banging, man. There had to be a fraction of an inch if he would have hit me. Because he was coming in and out, weaving in and out. It was crazy.
I've always thought motorcycles are cool, but you got to follow the rules of the road. Because it's tougher to see a motorcycle sometimes. It really is. So there's your public service announcement from your friends today of the Fan Morning Show. What Harrison said is that Tomlin's best qualities is that he's a player's coach, but it's also his worst quality because sometimes players will walk all over him. But we were sussing it out in the last segment, Mark. I mean, how many old school coaches are there in the league anymore?
Not many.
Mm-mm. I mean, you played with Belichick, and he was really he had expectations, and he was
but he was a player's coach too.
Yeah.
In a sense, he was like he wasn't the like military sergeant that people think he is.
He would sit Malcolm Butler down in a Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, like he had control.
Yeah.
And you knew who the authority was, but like it's not like he was like yelling and in practice or anything. Like, no.
He wasn't a screamer.
No.
But guys probably knew better
knew
than
better.
To cross him. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm thinking of like the non or even 50-50 players coach to non-players coach in the league right now, I would have to probably go Todd Bowles, maybe. I'm thinking of old
very
school guys.
Quiet.
Sean Payton, definitely.
Sean Payton, 100%.
Yeah.
Because he's a
yep.
Jackass?
Yes.
Yeah.
McDermott, maybe.
Tough.
I just remember what happened with DeMar Hamlin in that, and that showed me a different side of him. I don't know that that means he's a player's coach, because that's obviously extenuating circumstances, but, I mean, it seemed like he genuinely cared about him and his other guys.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you can't be a yeller, though.
I feel like it's more defensive-minded coaches that are the 50-50s compared to the offensive-minded coaches that are, like, full players' coaches.
Think
but,
Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, big players'
big
coach.
Big players' coach.
Massive
big
players'
time.
Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, we'd have to define what a player's coach is, really. I mean, I don't think Mike Tomlin hides the fact that he treats certain people differently, and one of those guys was James Harrison near the end of his career, right? And maybe he's still sore over having T.J. Watt play instead of him.
Okay, let's put a pin in this real quick, because Harrison did talk about that situation. Here, we got it for you. Do you have headphones? You don't have headphones.
No.
We'll turn our mics off so that you can hear it.
Yeah,
you can participate in the radio show. Everyone turn your mics off. Now we're going to listen to James Harrison for 35 seconds.
Especially like towards the end of my career, you know, the biggest thing was, you know, you ask a tough question, you get a tough answer. Well, I was asking tough questions and I wasn't getting the answer, you know. I was getting told things that weren't the answer that was the true answer. So that was something that, you know, towards the end of career, listen, if you want to sit me here and just have me here, you know, as a security blanket, say that. I'll sit back and I'll do whatever it is. But, you know, you want to sit me here and say you got a plan, but you don't have the plan. So the biggest thing, ask a tough question, get a tough answer. That didn't come true for me.
My bad. I turned the microphones on so then Mark couldn't hear the end of it. I don't think that's how it would have gone with James. I don't discount his telling of the story, because T.J. Watt came in as a rookie, and then all of a sudden James was spending an awful lot of time on the bench. That happened. That's true. But I don't think if Tomlin said, hey, we just need you here as an insurance policy, he would have changed his actions one iota, where he's fallen asleep in meetings.
On purpose.
No, he'd have been even more mad.
I agree.
I think, honestly, though, I think it might not have been more with TJ than Bud Dupree. I'll never forget the time that he finally got traded, released, or whatever, Harrison, of how elated Bud Dupree was in that locker room of just talking about, thank God this piece of you-know-what is gone. Somebody asked him, I forget who it was, hey, James, he helped you out. And he just started laughing uncontrollably. Hey, guys, he asked me if James Harrison actually helped me out during this. And he's just like laughing. So he probably thought he was better than Dupree at the time and sitting down. But at that time, as a player, don't you know? Can't you see the writing on the wall? Why does he have to tell you that? You know you weren't going to play at that time when you got Dupree was a couple years in and you just got T.J. Watt.
Well, if you're James Harrison, and James Harrison at that time, he was a very established player, very, very good, obviously, you know, one of the best defensive players during his era. If he's still on the roster, I think that James looks at it like, all right, like I've done all this stuff. I'm here. At least you can do is tell me what my role is. And you know what? And James Harrison, he could be rebellious at times, obviously. And you know what? If you don't tell me, then I'm going to fall asleep in meetings. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to. I could see it going like that. All right, you don't want to give me what I want? Just tell me what the deal is. But if not, I've earned the right to sit up and put my feet up and go to sleep in meetings. If you don't have a plan for me, I don't have a plan for you. Man, I could see him
was,
being like
it
that.
It was actually more than that.
Well, I think, I could see him being like that.
I've heard times where they would keep his uniform and his pads out in his locker room in a road game where he was then inactive, and he just left. I don't know, he grabbed an Uber or a taxi, gone. So
they probably didn't tell him until he showed up to the stadium that he was inactive.
Isn't that very un-Tomlin-like? Because what I'm saying is every person you talk to right now is, you're like, what do you like about Tomlin? Man, he tells you direct to your face.
You know what, though? But I think for the people who are here now, they can only have that answer. But I think of Melvin Ingram. I think of LeGarrette Blount. Guys thought that they were told one thing and something else happened. Look at Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
All these guys.
These are mid-level guys.
But with James, I think that, and I'm just my opinion, I think that Tomlin didn't have an answer for James, and he didn't want to give an answer to James.
Because he wanted James to be around.
Well,
glass case of emergency.
There's some other things, too, because James Harrison, I don't think that he wanted to have that conversation with James and figure out what's going to happen on the other side of that. If he tells James that there's bad news, that he ain't a part of this, I don't think Tomlin wanted to have to deal with that and cause another distraction, and a distraction for him personally, too.
Yeah. I mean, that was during the 2017 season where they had 8 million distractions as it is. You had the anthem stuff going on from the game earlier in the season in Chicago. You had Antonio Brown. You had Le'Veon Bell, who didn't show up for the walkthrough before the playoff game. You had Ryan Shazier's injury. You had Tomlin telling Tony Dungy, we're playing the Patriots for the first out of two times, and now you've got James Harrison. And you're probably right, Dorn. He didn't want it to blow up.
But you think of the coaching staff. LeBeau was still there, right?
Yeah.
Joey Porter was his position coach.
He's not listening to anybody.
I mean, no, you tell him. No, you tell him.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to have been... And he was cut a lot early in his career. He had to be the scariest guy in the history of the league to cut. We don't want you here. That might be a text. I don't know if I want him coming up into my office, James Harrison. Tomlin should have, if he was not forthcoming, and I don't believe he was, Tomlin should have had the respect for James Harrison to have the man-to-man conversation. Totally agree with that. At the same time, in Cincinnati in 2013, James had 2 sacks, then 5.5, then 5, then 5. Like, he was a shell of his former self. You need to understand where you fit in, too. And I feel like Tomlin could have been clearer with him. Listen, James, like, we need you as a situational guy. If he told him, we need you here to be a leader.
That's it.
And use those words in particular, maybe it would have been different.
It probably would have been.
Maybe they didn't know either, because TJ's a rookie. Maybe they, at that time, they weren't sure until he got into the season as well, when he felt he was going to play. But you're right. I mean, he was a shell of himself. I mean, he left to go to Cincinnati, too, right? For, what, a year? Was that a bad
13?
Year, too? That was a bad year, too, for him. So
then what? And then you go to the – it's like, why do you have me here, then? Why'd you bring me back? If I'm a shell of myself, why am I here? Why are you wasting my time? I mean, a paycheck to him at that point was, I don't even know what his contract was like at that point, but it probably wasn't whenever he was in his heyday. So he's probably like, whatever.
Yeah, but he was probably a distraction. Yeah. But once again, you had a bunch of distractions that year, and they were a team of distractions. At that point, you're not as good to be able to overcome distractions like that. He probably should have been gone a lot before. What was it, in December?
Yeah,
he probably should have been gone a lot before that.
Like, if I'm Tomlin, I look at that situation while I'm in the thick of things in the middle of the season, and it's a lose-lose situation. If I go talk to him, it's a lose situation. If I don't talk to him, it's a lose situation. So Mike Tomlin was probably like, hey, we're just going to ride this out. He's going to ride this out.
I can't believe he would leave games, though. I did not know that.
I can't
like, keep,
that.
Keep the pads up, because he didn't know if he was inactive. He was inactive a couple games.
See, that would run me the wrong way, too, if I didn't know.
You only find out whenever you get to the stadium. You don't find out in the hotel, even in the morning. Like, you find out whenever you get to the stadium, and he's probably like, man, I got one of the best plays in Super Bowl history, and you're going to treat me like that? Man, F you guys.
I don't know how true it is.
He was only
I can see that.
No, I'm talking about taking the Uber from, like, Cincinnati home or anything. Like, maybe that's just an old crazy, tell there, but something to that effect.
Did we have Uber in 2017?
A taxi, a car service.
Well, probably
his buddy come get him. I don't know. I think some of those, that's what I hear. I mean, I'm sure it'll be denied, but.
I think there's some nuance here with Tomlin and the way he handled stars. Like, many will argue that he enabled Antonio Brown. And
absolutely he did.
I think he did. But if he didn't, don't you think it all would have come to a head much earlier? Like, they finally benched him for that final game of his Steelers career, and he came in and he was wearing the fur coat and all that, and they're like, yeah, you ain't playing today. And I think once that happens, it's irreparable for a guy like that. If he had done that 5 years earlier, he wouldn't have had those great 5 years with the Steelers. So I do think with certain guys, there is this fine line, because Antonio Brown, pound for pound, his heyday, as good as just about anybody's in the history of the game. But you know, if you start going bad cop on him, he gone.
Do you give Tomlin any credit for how he handled Antonio Brown, or his best thing about Antonio Brown was looking the other way? You know, it's always, wow, he's the only coach can handle Antonio Brown, so he deserves credit. Now, maybe he's the only one to put up with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I think
too.
He put up with it. Like,
well, and I think there's a track record, too, of these guys that were distractions here, and then they leave, and it's worse elsewhere. Like Deontay Johnson being the number one recent example. Chase Claypool, I guess, is another one of late, where he goes off and it doesn't work out. And we'll see what happens with George Pickens, but they seem to know when to pull the parachute on those guys, yeah, too.
I'm just, you know, however Tomlin handled Antonio, I think I'm fine with it, how it turned out. I mean, there was stories about, hey, if I'm going to go bed check Antonio Brown at training camp at 11 o'clock, I'm looking for trouble type of situation here. I'm okay with it. I mean, you're putting up 140 catches and exactly. 1,800 yards.
Like, you knew that he was coming to work.
Fine.
Like, that's how a lot of those coaches are. Like, if you're showing up and you're James Harrison, you know that he's going to be in the weight room at 5 a.m. no matter what he does. You know that Antonio Brown's going to be running routes after practice, catching on the jugs about 1,000 catches. You know they're going to show up. So I'm going to probably let them do what they want to do to an extent.
Yeah, because they're out here working their tails off and they're productive on the field.
But it changes when they can't do that anymore.
Right.
Or when the craziness winds up affecting the on-field performance. Like, Juju Smith-Schuster fumbles in that Saints game. AB had like 300 yards. Juju fumbles. In that week, Juju's named the team MVP. I mean, come on. I'm not defending AB, but I can see where he's coming from on that one. Juju's the team MVP? Get the hell out of here. All right. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. A former Pitt great says he wouldn't mind a reunion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do we expect it to happen? We'll talk about it next.
Oh. Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, I got a point of order here. This is unreal. NFL.com. NFL.com. Longtime Bengal, but Pennsylvania native and Pitt alum, free agent wide receiver Tyler Boyd would have no qualms with switching sides to an AFC North rival. Speaking at a youth camp in his hometown of Clairton, Pennsylvania, Boyd said he believes he still has a few more years left to play in the NFL, touched on the potential of getting a call from the Steelers. Absolutely, Boyd told Pittsburgh Sports Now's Austin Bechtold regarding whether or not he'd suit up for Pittsburgh.
I don't know about you, but I saw a video where it said The Fan on it, and not Sports Now, right?
Well, it should say The Fan.
Yes.
It should, on NFL.com. It should say 93.7 The Fan's Austin Bechtold. Now, that's no disrespect to Pittsburgh Sports Now and Alan Saunders and all those guys. We love those guys. They're good people. But for God's sakes, Austin Bechtold is a producer of an incredibly highly rated radio show right here on 93.7 The Fan, and NFL.com, they flubbed it. They screwed it up.
Imagine his ego now.
Oh.
He's going to be strutting in here like Vince McMahon, baby.
Are you sure he didn't insert his own quote in there? You know, he didn't. Somebody didn't reach out to him and ask him for like a quote from one of us. And was...
Callis hasn't said anything on the air since the 6 o'clock segment.
Nothing.
And now Bechtold, he takes a shot across the bow. All right, here's the story, though. It's Tyler Boyd. He goes on to say, you know, all my family's here. I'd be able to have the majority, all my family be able to support me. And he said he'd be okay with being a Steeler. Should the Steelers be interested in Tyler Boyd?
They won't be.
You're asking me?
They won't be. They should be, maybe.
Well,
I mean, if I'm Tyler Boyd, yeah, I'll play for anybody at this point because I'm not getting any calls.
Right.
So, I mean, you could say that, I mean, any team, he'd probably say, yeah, absolutely.
I'd have been all over it last year if I were the Steelers. He was coming off a season where he had almost 700 yards, slot guy. I thought at the time they needed that. Now I need someone to play on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that could be impactful. He had 390 yards last year. Now, that was like the worst offensive line in the league, the worst team in the league. They picked number one overall in the draft in Tennessee. He's probably better than those numbers would indicate. And he's only 31, so it's not like he's totally over the hill, but I think they got enough in the slot.
Yeah. So, do you want the real story?
Go right ahead if you've been sitting on it here, Mark.
I've just been waiting for today. I texted Bechtold and I said, hey, good story there, Bechtold. Now do you want to know the truth? He got mad.
What's the truth?
Well, first of all, I think this, what I've under the impression or been told, that the Steelers did offer him. But
this year or last?
This year.
Wow.
But I don't know about the offer. They talked. What I'm under the belief is the money is not there for him to make a decision, not only with the Steelers, but across the board. A lot of teams are trying to lowball him right now, and he doesn't want to play for minimum, blah, 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 whatever, 2 years, $3 million. He thinks he's much more worth it. So that's why he's waiting out to see how this plays out right now. But I did hear that at least the Steelers were talking to him. Now, I don't know if it was a formal offer or, hey, would you be willing to do this? But there has been interaction between those two.
Tyler Boyd for 2 years or a year, $3 million, $6 million. What do you think about it, though?
I mean, depends on who's available, I guess. I mean, of course, I would take somebody like Cooper before that. But I don't think that would cost you much because I don't think there would be a lot of guaranteed money attached to that as well. I would bring him on. Why not? I mean, I think he's still got some play left in him. But, I mean, you have to worry about the risk of him being the next Van Jefferson, Robert Woods, and stuff like that. You don't want to commit to him a lot, knowing that it can go south in a hurry. I mean, I think it would be a great story. I think he could help them out. But I think as this progresses into the preseason, other teams are probably going to offer him some more. And that's where he's probably going to go.
I'd rather have Amari Cooper, but it's going to have to be a two-way street.
Yeah.
But if you're Tyler Boyd, do you want to come here and be thrown in that hodgepodge of Scotty Millers and Ben Skowronek's and Robert Woods and say, okay, the best guy comes out? Or do you want to go to, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like there are many suitors at Dorrance Point. Like,
yeah, I don't think the money is making him jump at any offer.
I would want to come and be and see, like, you know, roll the ball out there and see who the best guy is. Because if I think that I'm worth more money than teams are offering, I'm thinking that I have a lot left in the tank, and I think that I could beat out Robert Woods, Scotty Miller, Ben Skowronek.
Yeah,
and I get to and I have a feeling that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers offense are probably going to be more of a throwing offense on the opposite side of DK or in the slot next to DK. I think that this will be a great situation for me to end my career.
I mean, I'd rather have him than Robert Woods.
Yeah.
Same guy, really.
I mean, this is a guy who he's made a lot of money, Tyler Boyd. So you're not coming back at age 30, 31 for peanuts unless you absolutely want to and love to play for a hometown team. Right. And I don't know if that's the case or not. But a lot of these guys, when they say, okay, here's the minimum money or a little bit more than the minimum, come – try to make the team. They're like, I've made like $40 million. I don't need this.
Right.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where he's at any of that. But I think he does believe that within this next month or so that he's going to get better offers with more money somewhere.
Who do you think, if they could, and I guess they're in this position right now, but who do you think they would want to be their number two guy?
Right now, they would probably want Calvin Austin right now.
I asked, I asked it terribly.
You mean outside?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we already know they had Gabriel Davis in here. You're telling us that they've had conversations with Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, they probably have had conversations with many people.
Keenan Allen said he's not interested in coming here.
I don't even know if they've talked to those guys at all. It seems like Amari Cooper, which is strange to me, is his name always pops up, but you haven't heard
nothing.
A peep.
Nothing.
I mean, does he even want to play? We don't. I mean, normally his name would be thrown around a little bit more than just looking the free agent list and say, "Oh, this guy's pretty good. Let's see if he maybe he doesn't want to." Who was that? Was that last year? Oh, Hunter Renfro, right?
Yep.
Yes.
He ended up going through some stuff that you had no clue what was going on. So he was never an option because he wasn't healthy. I mean, maybe Cooper has something else. I don't know. I haven't heard his name anywhere, but if I'm at this point, right now, if I had my choice, I would definitely take Keenan Allen, but then Cooper would be number two.
And that's what every other team's thinking. So if you're Tyler Boyd, those two guys are going to go off the board before you if you think you're going to get more money somewhere else. So you're going to wait this out, and if a team does get desperate and wants to sign a number two receiver, a number three receiver, they're going to sign Keenan Allen, they're going to sign Amari Cooper, and then you might be left out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
See, I know he
depends on how bad you want
to
play.
He went to Tennessee last year because of Callahan. I think he really wanted to play with. He played with him in Tennessee,
in Cincinnati. Yeah.
So, what was he, the coordinator in Tennessee? Yep. He really wanted to go there, and that's what pushed him over there. Now, obviously, that didn't work out when you have Will Levis throwing you the ball 80% of the time. So, that's out of the way. So maybe he does want a year or two left in him. I mean, he got family here, and he's played at Pitt. Everything's here. It would be a nice story. I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I don't know what's in it for him right now.
I thought the Steelers didn't want to sign him because of what he said. So now we're finding out that they offered him.
No, it turns out what he said, I mean, you know how that goes. After a year, you forget about certain things, right? You do what's best for the team, right? And if he can help the team, then he's coming, you know.
I thought that Omar wanted him and Tomlin didn't. Wasn't that the word on the street last year?
Well, the word on the street was there was some player that wasn't really thrilled about him potentially coming on. I don't know who it was that didn't really and want him there, so they look the other way.
Hmm.
Once again, I mean,
could
it be? I have no idea in the world. Who has enough stroke to say, no, I don't want this guy? And if it's not TJ, no, it's not Cam.
Minka screams likely candidate
here.
He's
so quiet, I don't think he would care.
Hey, punched Deontay Johnson.
Well, he deserved it. Chase Claypool, too.
All right, we're going to ask you this question, and you'll give the answer when we come back. What happens first? Steelers get a wide receiver, too, or they sign TJ Watt to his contract extension? That's next with Mark Cabal. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Tom Pelissero, big-time NFL insider, says that Watt wants more than Garrett. I mean, we've all assumed that. I don't know if he's guessing or reporting that, but he said to expect that that's what the Steelers will hand to TJ Watt. So, A, do you buy that, Cabali? And B, what happens first? They get that done, or they get another wide receiver?
I would say a wide receiver because I've been saying this for a while now. I don't see any reason why TJ Watt would be in a hurry to sign. Why? He's going to training camp, right? He's going to hold in. Even if he doesn't, if he has a contract, what's he going to do? He's going to take part in some drills. He's not going to play the preseason, right? So why not wait until the last possible moment to see where Micah Parsons goes, see where if Aiden Hutchinson, whoever else signs. I mean, I just don't see any reason why it motivates TJ Watt to get the deal done himself, not the Steelers, him, signing on the dotted line, any between now and September 8th. What's in it for him?
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
So let's
just
say
wait.
Let's say he's prepared to sign a deal for like 40 and change. So a little bit more than Myles Garrett. And he's prepared to do that, but you're right, he's going to wait on it. What if Micah Parsons signs one that'll pay him $50 million a year? Do the Steelers have to then top that for T.J. Watt?
Yeah, probably. It'd be close. See, I don't know if he – does T.J. want to be the highest paid edge rusher, or does T.J. want to be a buck more than Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I would say
I don't know.
If we had to guess, I would say more than Garrett. I don't think he kind of looks at the other guys of being in this category.
Because they're young.
They're young.
Plus, Micah is a different position, too. I mean, I know he's considered, I don't know, he plays like seven different positions in my eyes.
Everyone's under that umbrella of edge anymore. Yeah.
I just don't see it. Myself is, if I'm TJ, I'm worried about 2 years and guaranteed money. Same thing you gave me 4 years ago with those 2 years of guaranteed money. I want that included in this one. The Steelers might be like, huh, I'm going to give a 32 and 33-year-old guaranteed money? I don't know if that's something we want to do. Maybe that's the sticking point. I don't care. If I'm TJ, I don't care about 40. You can manipulate those numbers all you want. You can give him bonuses or not, you know, not likely to be earned just to get him to that number. To me, I want guaranteed money through 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then if it's a 4-year deal or whatever it is, then we'll deal with year three and four when it gets here. If I'm TJ, that's what I want.
And I want it to look good on the press release.
Well,
I want the manipulation to go on so that it's I'm making more than Miles.
I mean, honestly, though, what can you say about TJ that he can't reach? I mean, you could say
playoff win.
I set myself up for that.
You did.
But pretty much everything else is on the table. If he's going to break the record, if he's going to lead the league in sacks, he's a defensive MVP. Those are all on the table.
Oh, you're talking about in terms of incentives?
Yeah, incentives.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Any of them are possible. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. So maybe they aren't not likely to be earned. Maybe they're potentially be earned. Maybe Super Bowl champion, something like that.
Or games played.
Yeah, that's huge.
Regular season games played.
Yeah.
That's probably one.
Yeah.
He hasn't finished the season in how many years?
I mean, but he's only missed 10 games. I know he's missed parts of a lot of other ones.
And he played through it at the end of this year and just was clearly not the same guy.
Probably shouldn't have played, but he did. I think they need T.J. Watt. That's just me. I think,
of course, yeah, they do.
I mean, people are like just ready to dismiss him, say we use that money somewhere else. Where you're gonna go sign Lamar Jackson? Where are you going to use 40? The cap goes up every single year for a reason.
They're still gonna have a ton of cap space after
over
next
100
year.
Million at least, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just right now, just spitballing it. They got the money, and you have to use it somewhere. And I don't know if there's too many guys up for extensions. Who's up for extensions that you have to pay a ton of money to coming up here? Who?
Boswell, well, that's not going to be
a lot. That's not a lot of money.
That doesn't count. It'll make like $7 million. Minka, I guess.
He might have a better chance of being out than in, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, too.
Who? There is nobody.
Mm-mm. I did see something really funny. Pro Football Focus did their defensive line rankings, and they, for the purposes of the conversation, include edge rushers in their defensive line, even though that Watt's an outside linebacker. They had the Steelers as the number one defensive line in the NFL. And I'm sorry, I can't watch what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl and what the Steelers did against the Ravens and not look at that and think the entire list is bunk.
Yeah.
Steelers got a great line. They do. I mean, if you include Highsmith and Herbig and Watt, yeah, okay, great. But they gave up 299 rushing yards. Meanwhile, the Eagles had Mahomes on his back for 60 damn minutes. Like, yeah. What are we
doing
here?
I think Warren Sharp had a list out that had the Steelers' offensive line like 29th or something.
26th. I did see that.
I was like, I'm shaking my head here. Okay, there's a lot of potential in that offensive line. I just don't think people are seeing that.
But potential's different than having proved it. I mean, you've got a first-time right tackle and a left tackle playing a full
Derek
season for
Harmon
the first time.
Keanu Benton, what have they really proved?
Keanu Benton's going into year three, and I think T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward carry a lot of weight
one's
in those 36, rankings.
36, one's unsigned, one's unproven, and one's a rookie.
Cam Hayward just came off an all-pro season. All right. What are you doing here?
No, yeah. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I mean,
not well.
I am doing well. What I'm saying is I'm back in the offensive line here of saying they have a – I think they're being very slept on.
I think there's a chance it could be a top 10 offensive line. I do. They've got the talent for it.
Yes. They haven't done it yet, though.
They have not, which is why they're 26th.
And their defensive line hasn't done it either.
That's right. Hey. I was just ripping on, what was it, PFF for their ranking. All right, coming up next, we are less than a month away from Steelers training camp. Let's get the way too early look from Mark Caballi at Steelers camp, things he'll be paying attention to. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We are less than a month away from Steelers training camp. Doran reminded me before the show this morning. Caballi, your summer's almost over, big guy. Fourth of July rolls around, it's done.
That's what I say. I said that to somebody the other day, and they said I was nuts. I said, 4th of July, summer's over.
Yep.
I felt like in school, whenever you had summer vacation, like 4th of July was like the start of summer, and now it's the damn end.
Mm.
So what are the big storylines that you're thinking about this far removed now, Mark? I mean, there's like zero position battles. I mean, they're really, I guess wide receiver too. Is that it?
Wow.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that might be it. Well,
running back.
Yeah, that's an interesting
one. I don't think there's any way Warren loses that job.
He doesn't lose it, but he can also, Caleb Johnson can also look really good.
But something tells me there's going to be a lot to talk about. Old AR8, right? See if he goes to Dino's with Tomlin and Glazer, you know, type of situation. That's what we're going to have to be worried about.
I guess we're about to see those guys go out to Malibu here.
After 4th of July.
It's after 4th of July?
Or right before, one of them.
Yeah, didn't they just have tight end U?
Yep.
So I would imagine Freiermuth's not going to miss going to Malibu.
Well, and Freiermuth's about to do the George Pickens camp.
Yeah, what a great guy.
He is a good
guy. I messaged him and said, dude, good job. Or I don't say good
job.
We
chose to focus on the more of the positive side of that story than the negative side of that story. Yeah. And I said, Freiermuth, good guy. Someone tweeted me. He's like, what? You don't know the guy? I'm like, all right. You don't think this is a nice gesture? And also, I do know him. He makes fun of me all the time.
Yeah, he does.
The good thing is probably they were looking for somebody. I don't know. And the first person you think of is him because he's going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sat down with Donnie Football, for goodness sakes.
What about offensive line?
Who's going to be there?
I mean, for just like, you know.
Depth-wise.
No, like camp stories. If I'm paying attention to something, whenever camp does open up in less than a month.
It's going to have to be Broderick. But I don't know how much more than camp that you have to see in preseason.
What about Faltano? I mean, what about even
McCormick? I'm not really worried about Faltano.
I think those guys are going to play a lot in preseason.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. But Sam Alu won't.
No. But on the flip side of that, you got to find yourself some decent backups.
Yeah.
I mean, who's your outs? Spencer Anderson can play multiple positions. Calvin Anderson, I guess he's played a number of years. I think he's played in Denver as well, right? But, I mean, that's not solid. But what reserve offensive linemen are around the league?
I think their line is more talented than it's been. I think their depth's a little bit worse this year than it was last year.
Who's the backup center?
Probably McCollum. He played like 2 or 3 years last year. Okay, but yeah. Spencer Anderson can jump in there in a pickle. The Gherkin roofing, right?
Hey, thanks for that.
All right.
Texter writes in, what a stupid bleeping take on summer. It's only 10 days old right now. The things that get people hot and bothered.
No, it's easy. It's easy.
Yes, I mean, it's over.
Wait till I say that I'm going to start drinking pumpkin beer at the beginning of August.
Oh,
get this
done.
Guy real hot.
Tell this texter he's going to blink twice and it's going to be like August 7th.
Yeah, but we're talking about us. I mean, Doran, you played football your entire life. 4th of July rolls around here, going, dang, how many hot dogs do we eat? Because I got training camp.
Now,
Caballi's got to stay up at St. Vincent College for 6 weeks.
Actually, I'm going to the old Mount View. You could probably come sleep on the floor there, Crowley, if you want.
What's the Mount View?
It's just a hotel heading.
Oh, they don't put you guys up in the dorms
anymore? No, the COVID thing, they conveniently kicked us out and never brought us back.
Yeah, but is that a bummer? Is McAfee putting you up in the hotel?
Of course.
Well, then it's not. It's better. It's way better.
Well, you know, the prices of the hotels have been out of control up there. I looked right away and it was like, wow. So, especially if you're up there 15, 16 days or something like that.
What are you worried about?
Well, I'm not a guy that likes to spend other people's money. Oh. I don't know.
You're working for it.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but I mean, if I can save a couple bucks, I can.
Why are you talking about the prices of hotels? He don't have to pay for it.
But if I can save money.
Pat McAfee's on College Game Day. Some slob misses a kick because they're drunk, and he says, you know what? I'll give you another opportunity. This time, instead of $50K, it's for $300,000.
I just don't like to spend money.
I think he'll be fine.
I know it's not my money. I know that, but I just don't like to do that. I'm not going to go spend $500 on a Hilton Hotel when I can go to the old Mount View or whatever it is, or the Red Roof. Where did I say that one time? The Red Roof? I don't even know. I can't even say these names probably, but whatever.
You're about to spend the money, though.
And I try to be frugal on the road.
I think we've reached the point in the proceedings here. It's 57 minutes. This is when Mark just starts speaking in tongues. So
at least I didn't lose my train of thought today.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, this was fun.
Yeah, you really, really...
Doran, this was a blast.
Yes, it was great.
Let's do it again tomorrow at 5:40. Yes. Neil Walker going to be back with us tomorrow. So excited about that.
And Jake.
And Southside Jake. We'll see if the Bucks can win four consecutive baseball games.
Don't forget Callis.
Yeah, that was great. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 86, low of Getty Malkin, 71, 70% chance of rain. Goodbye.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.